This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A gunman opened fire at a birthday party in Colorado Springs, killing six adults before killing himself on Sunday. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Police say the shooting happened just after midnight in a mobile home park on the east side of Colorado Springs. Officers arrived at a trailer to find six dead adults and a man with serious injuries who died later at a hospital. Police say the suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a female victim at the party where friends, family, and children had gathered to celebrate a birthday. Children at the shooting were not injured and are now with relatives. Police have not released the identities of the shooter or victims, and the investigation is ongoing. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A massive bill that would change how Colorado funds transportation gets its first hearing in the state legislature later today. The idea is to charge new fees on services that use the roads, like Uber, Amazon, and Grubhub, as well as new technologies like electric vehicles. The money would go to highways, rural roads, transit, and electric car infrastructure. Opponents say these fees are an end run around the will of the voters and that backers should put their ideas on the ballot. Local communities would be allowed to set stricter gun laws than the state under a bill getting its first hearing at the state capitol this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
A judge struck down the city of Boulder's ban on assault-style weapons just days before a gunman killed 10 people in a King Supers using that style of weapon, which he bought in a different city. This bill would allow local governments to pass stricter gun policies than the state's, but not ones that are looser. Gun rights advocates are concerned that gun owners could get in trouble if they're unaware of different local laws. They also oppose the part of the bill that would allow local governments and public colleges and universities to ban concealed carry. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Might be seeing some snow across Colorado. Denver right now is at 38, and it might start snowing this afternoon. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.